Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Thank you. I get to do the announcements this morning. Today's Sunday, May 14th, and we will be taking communion. That's what this is. Just in case, you know, Captain Obvious here. Tomorrow, Monday, May 15th, we have the Fresh Food Initiative along with Day of Hope. Let's see, May 21st, next Sunday, we will have a parade float meeting right after service. It'll be short and sweet. Lindsay and I will get together this week and kind of get an idea of what we're going to talk about. Let's see. He said I could say whatever I wanted, so.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Oh, no, that's all he gets. If I could have all my kiddos come up here, please. Remy, you going to come up with us? Come on up. All right. Can you give everybody a bag? Here, can you guys share? Everybody take four or five and go give them to the ladies. These are our Mother's Day gifts. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Everybody grab a few. All right. Remy, did you get some? Make sure you tell everybody Happy Mother's Day, okay? Oh, I know what I forgot. The dreaded check-in. Don't forget me. All right, if everybody... Don't forget anybody. All the way to the back. Yeah, don't forget us up here. Thank you.
They're coming. It's just a little slow.
Hey, Remy. These ladies up here need it. Such good little helpers. I have mine, but they all need one. And now, and Jamie, and good job, helpers. Did any? Oh, we got newcomers. Go get Sarah. We might have been a little less organized than we should have been. You know, did we get anybody in the nursery? Okay. Maudie's here. All right. Can you put them on the first chair there, please, not on this table? Thank you. Did everybody get one? Just set them right there on that table, please. Put them down there. Thank you, guys. Very good work. I did. They're in my pockets. Good job. Good job. All right. If everybody could take out their cell phones and check in, if you have not already done so, that would be great. So you text the church landline number 517-522-4062, and you text them check in or check-in, and it should pop up a screen with your name and boxes to check for attendance. This is for everyone to do, not just our children to be checked in the classrooms, but this is how we also keep track of attendance. And if you have any questions, if it doesn't work, or any questions about what we're doing, let me know or Brock know. And I believe Tracy looked into the security.
Not yet.
Okay, she's got the stuff. But if you have any concerns, please let us know. We don't want you wondering. All right, I believe that's it for me. Thank you, Bonnie. We're going to open the service with prayer. I have a few prayer requests here from the back. The Plosky family would like prayer for a new potential job opportunity for Philip. He had his second interview this past week, and the organization is flying him today for an in-person interview tomorrow. It is a Bible translating organization. I can't remember the name of it at the moment, but please pray for that, for their family, and what might be next for them. I also have a prayer request here for Sarah's back. Do you have any updates with that? Just is it right that you slipped another disc, or was there a second injury? Sorry. Are there any other requests this morning? Ralph.
On a lighter note, I just wanted to thank everybody, all the ladies that supplied the meals, families for us. Brenda was recuperating. She's still doing, but as you can see, she's still much better. So.
Yes.
Praise God.
Wonderful. Thank you, church, for providing meals for Ralph and Glenda. I have an update that my husband's grandma met her Savior last Monday early morning. So we are just celebrating for her and her beautiful life, and what a legacy. Oh, my goodness. I want to be just like grandma when I grow up. Anything else? Oh, yes.
This may seem silly, but my son ran over his dog last night. With his farm tractor.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that he did get up and walk around, and he seems to be fine this morning. But the three girls love that dog. They all love the dog as a family.
Of course.
Just pray for them.
Wow.
And I want to thank everybody.
No, there's no escaping. They referred to it, and I'm not mentioning anyone's names, Vern or Brock, but they referred to it as the incarceration service. No, I'm here now.
You are ours.
We are very blessed to be. Thank you.
Great. We're blessed to have you.
Yes. Yes, we are. Brock.
Jamie said she's not feeling well today, so she's home watching online.
Okay. Praying for you, Tammy. Is that all? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I praise you for who you are. I praise you that when we lift up our requests to you, you do incline your ear to us, and that we can just look to you knowing that you are a good Father, and just eagerly expect good things from you. So I want to thank you for the meals that came to Glenda and Ralph while Glenda was going through surgery and recovery. I praise you, God, that we have such a loving church family that just jumps when there's a need. I praise you for the beautiful installation service last week where we got to celebrate the mighty hand of God working in our lives here in Grass Lake, moving this precious family across the country and bringing them to us. And we know that you have great things in store, and we just thank you for every family member and loved one that came and made that trip to support them. And we welcome you, Lord, and your plans. I want to lift up Sarah's back to you. Father, I ask for a touch from your hand. It can be so frustrating, the progress and then the falling back and the progress and the falling back, Lord. But I praise you that you have perfect timing and you have things to teach us in the waiting. And I know that you want to heal her, and you are extending your hand of love and comfort and support to her even now. And thank you so much. Father, I lift up the Plasky family as they are looking for your direction. I thank you for this organization that is interested in Philip. We pray that his interview will go really well tomorrow, and that you will make all things clear as to what direction the company, the organization should take, and also the Plasky family should take. And I lift up Tammy, too, who's not feeling well and watching from home. And I know that there are so many battling these outrageous germs, virus, bacteria that just keep getting us. Father, we just lift up our hearts to you. You are the only answer. You are the only cure. We need you, and we love you, and we celebrate you. Father, I ask that you would touch Luke's dog. And I just praise you that that dog did not die getting hit with the farming equipment. And I ask for a special healing touch because you care about the little things. And you care about those children's hearts. And they love that dog like crazy. So I just ask that he would just be better and better and better and just make a miraculous recovery. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. We love you so much. And we just want to celebrate you this morning. And thank you for the mothers here, too. We celebrate them as well. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right. Why don't you stand with us? We're going to sing together.
I'm found. I am now. Isn't family great?
Yeah.
Oh, today's stewardship thought. The Lord tells us that to test Him, and I know I've used this one before, but I'm on the spot this morning, to test Him and see if He won't open the floodgates of heaven. God has blessed us abundantly here. He has blessed us as a people, as His people here in the United States. He's blessed the United States. We're protected on our borders. God blesses us with every good and perfect thing comes down from the Father of heavenly light. You are blessed abundantly. And we give back a small portion of the blessings we get. It's an act of worship. It's saying, I trust the Lord. I know He's going to take care of me. So I put my faith in Him and not in what He gives me. So as the ushers who are going to get volunteered right now come up, or you guys were up last week would come up and help me with this, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Terry.
I wasn't thinking about it. Looked at it.
Thank you, brothers. Well, I want to make sure we give what we're supposed to. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Oh, forgive us. Father, we come before You today and in joy and laughter, Lord. And we joyfully, Lord, give back to You a small portion of what You've given us. Bless these tithes and offering, Lord, to Your glory and to Your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, the children are dismissed.
I could sing these songs.
I, in the middle of the sermon, you can be seated. In the middle of the sermon, I remembered that Steve did tell me he wasn't going to be here. So I apologized for that. That was on me. I just joined everybody else, and we're all human. Me more than most. Heard that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is teaching the Corinthian church, speaking to the Corinthian church, and he said, "Is the cup of blessing which we bless not a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is the bread which we break not a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. For all partake of the one loaf." And then later on, in just in the next chapter, he teaches them about taking communion, because there were some problems in the Corinthian church. "For I received from the Lord that which I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy way shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a person must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For the one who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not properly recognize the body." Think about where the word body was used. We're not just referring to the body of Christ, the physical body he was here in. We're talking about the body, the church. Do we recognize that we are one, that we have unity in and through Jesus Christ? That we have a purpose and that we have a reason. Not only as individuals, but as the church. Could I have my volunteers? He's coming up to help. He's allowed. Let me get a hold of this. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gave thanks. Would you join me? Almighty God, we give you thanks. We're thankful, Lord, for your love and the mercy, and Lord, the grace that is ours in your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we remember what was done for us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many, for all of us." I would ask you to come down the middle and back around the sides, and you can go back to your seats. And then we will pray together. You'll make it, Ralph. And we'll take communion together. So wait till you get the elements. Take a moment and examine yourselves before we take communion. Take and eat. Drink. Would you join me in a closing prayer? Father, we are grateful for the blood and the body. We're thankful, Lord, for the life that was given for ours, for our sin, Lord. We praise you, and we are thankful, Lord, for the grace you give. Help us, Lord, to step out into the grace that is ours right now, to be everything you've created us to be, to bring glory to your name and fulfill our calling as a church and as individuals. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Go in peace. There's lots of snacks. Please.